This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. We begin with breaking news. North Korea and the U.S. have agreed to hold working-level talks on Saturday, according to the North Korean news agency. Development that would break months of a stalemate since a failed summit back in February between the two leaders. We'll keep you abreast of the very latest as this story continues to unfold. Meantime, President Trump firing back at a top House Democrat over the impeachment inquiry. AP correspondent Matt Small has more on the story.
President Trump tweets that California Democrat Adam Schiff illegally made up a fake and terrible statement when describing the phone call Trump had with the Ukrainian president, ending the tweet with a question, arrest for treason? As chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Schiff is front and center in the Trump impeachment inquiry, telling ABC's This Week.
I intend to hold the president accountable, and I intend to do a thorough investigation. And what we have seen already is damning.
Matt Small, Washington.
A political action committee that backs House Republican candidates releases a digital political ad targeting three House Democrats who backed the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has more on that.
The ads from the Congressional Leadership Fund are nearly verbatim, with just the names and pronouns changed.
Instead of working across the aisle to fix Washington, Cartwright is now pushing a radical scheme to impeach President Trump.
That from a spot attacking Pennsylvania's Matt Cartwright, who's been in Congress since 2013, but now represents a new district. Two first-term Democrats also targeted, Michigan's Alyssa Slotkin and Elaine Luria of Virginia.
Dividing the country, tearing us apart because she doesn't like the president.
The group plans to run the ads during Congress' current two-week recess. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Former U.S.